Third Friday returned to downtown Salisbury this weekend, but without the usual lively entertainment of musical acts. Instead, after a hiatus since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, the vendors were spread far more than the recommended 6 feet apart, and it was a sparse crowd who wore the now ubiquitous masks. And there was Ann Taylor, who works part-time at a local hospital, with an array of masks on display. She says it takes around 8 minutes to sew, estimating that she sold a couple thousand. So what is the most popular?
Right now, it's more the seashells and, you know, tropical prints.
As to whom she sells to, she says she knows a lot of people, but does give them away.
Everybody has to have them.
Then there's a new business that has opened up in downtown called the Rowdy Gal Mud Hut, which sells pottery. Its owner, Constance Melvin, sits in front shaping another bowl, explaining that her shop offers on-site lessons in the craft. Her shop has not been open too long, and she says the downtown businesses have felt the effects of the virus, but as they reach out to each other.
Just going to each other's businesses, taking classes, you know, supporting them financially because it is hard, you know, talking to each other.
Nearby, Yvonne Torelli displays paintings of local landscapes, crabs, and birds that look like photographs.
I paint them all with a little one hair brush, and then I use like a magnifier like a jeweler would use to get the detail, and I'm like about 6 inches from the piece.
Torelli and her husband make a living on the art fair circuit, but she says this year has been devastating for the artists, recalling a fair in Annapolis.
It went from like 200 artists to 50, and then they usually do outdoor dining, and that was very minimal. A lot of the artists that I spoke to that were around me were losing their homes.
With the patrons strolling from one vendor to another, it is time to get out of the house. Tierra Munford is with her daughter.
We've been cautiously getting out, but this is the first time that, you know, we've been to something like this. A little scary at first, but now that we're out here, it's out in the open, we're good.
But for most, it has been a time to stay home. Beth Mills, a retiree from Chincoteague, says things have changed for her and her husband, who sports a mask that partially covers his white beard.
Yeah, we don't go out to eat. We don't go to church, wearing these stupid things all the time. You walk down the road and you don't notice any recognized people.
Meanwhile, Catherine Pope does work from home for the local medical examiner's office. She's brought her son, Alexander.
We have to spend a lot more time teaching our kids, which is fine. And a lot of work is done at home, which is fine. We're being positive, we're being kind, and we're being patient.
So does her son like staying at home?
Yes.
Do you miss school?
Yes, kind of.
The question for many is how long will the virus impact their lives? It is a tourist season with the promise of big crowds in Ocean City. Erica Morton is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Eastern Shore.
Well, 4th of July made me nervous, you know, being close to OC. So within these 2 weeks, I kind of got uneasy. But as long as people work together, we wear our mask and hand sanitizer and social distance, I think we can make it together.
Meanwhile, Bob and Beth Mills from Chincoteague are caught between the restrictions to keep the virus in check and those who must make a living.
It seems like now people are getting out and it's getting worse again.
I think they're going to err on the side of caution, so they're going to extend it, but we'll have to see.
It is a hard decision, and I don't know. I don't want anybody to get sick, but...
People have to live.
And then there was Jim, who would only give his first name, who saw politics behind it all.
I think that the reason why they keep it going the way they're going is the idea that they want to make President Trump look bad.
Everyone wore masks and kept the social distancing as best they could and kept a sense of humor. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.